Hi, and welcome to our weekly live guided remembrance call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we decided to offer these calls was because we believe in a flourishing world where every living thing, every living system, every person can thrive. And to get there, we think business is a great vehicle, probably the most powerful vehicle for change that there is. But in order to use that vehicle to make the change towards a flourishing world, it requires the leaders in business to be masterful. So leadership mastery is really what we're about. And that requires people to lead from their inner wisdom, from their essential self, from their best self, as opposed to their ego or the voices inside that are comparing and get caught up in emotion around what's good for me and what's bad for me. The voice of balance and inner wisdom knows that you're already okay and that everything you need is always available to you 100% of the time. You can drop into that place of knowing and that place of wisdom through the practice of remembrance. Now, the people that have worked with us over the years have been exposed to this practice. The vast majority say they get a great benefit out of it. But it is difficult to turn that into a daily practice in your life. But if you do, the payoff is, the bonus is, the reward is, that you will over time be operating from your inner self most of the time. Your heart will be where your inner, that's a doorway to your inner wisdom, will be where you are coming from in your conversations, both in your business life and your regular life, and your level of authenticity really increases, and people will be attracted to you, and you'll live a life of peace and a life of contribution. So all that great stuff is available, but it takes practice. It takes practice of practicing the remembrance on a regular basis so that you can easily drop into the place of knows when you find that you're not there. So the reason we've got these calls is to offer people at least a weekly touchstone where they can drop in with us in a guided way and drop into their inner wisdom through remembrance. So hopefully you'll take that weekly plunge and then turn that into a daily plunge for yourself. So that's why we do these things. The way the calls work is I'll give you a short teaching on a topic for the evening, a theme, let's call it, and then I'll guide you into a remembrance practice for about, it usually takes about 20 minutes after the teaching. So, and then I always record these calls, so if you have to miss one and you're on the list of subscribers, then I'll send that recording up to you after the call. Okay, so tonight the teaching is about present. It's presence. It's about being present. And this came to me as a topic because I just got back literally 2 hours ago from a camping trip in the woods here in beautiful central Oregon in the Cascade Lakes region. And I was so connected with the beauty around me, and I was so disconnected with all the distractions of my everyday life that come in with the work life and all the other obligations and distractions that we have in our work life. When I was out there, it took a day, I will admit that, but when I dropped into this place, I was just one with the beauty, and it was like I was home, and I could sense things I couldn't otherwise. We went with a couple of good friends, my partner Paul, who many of you know, and his wife Janelle. And the level and the depth of our conversations and the heart-to-heart connection that we felt was just, we vowed we were going to do this again and again and again because it was such a rewarding experience. And we were all able to get away from the other life and really be present with each other and really be present with what was going on without any obligations, without any judgments about each other. We were just accepting and loving each other and having a wonderful time. So that's what brought this up as a topic for tonight. So Now, I went out to the woods. I took time off from work. My wife and I took off. We met Paul and Janelle, who also took time off of their busy lives. And we had to orchestrate this. We had to plan it. We had to, you know, get everything taken care of so that we could be free for these 5 days. And, you know, that takes planning. And that takes commitment. And you know, there's a lot involved in being able to do that. The payback was, you know, what I've already described, is this sense of, you know, love and connection and beauty. But what I wanted to get across tonight in the teaching is this is available to you every moment with remembrance. By dropping into remembrance, you can reach that level of sense of that experience. It's not a sense of, it's an experience of, a palpable experience of being present with what is, with being present with this connection that we all have, with being present with something way bigger than us that is nurturing us, that is caring for us, that is taking care of everything we need. And we do that through the process of remembrance, and it drops us into a greater and greater and deeper level of presence with what is actually happening right now in this moment. And that's where everything takes place. That's where our real life exists. So we're going to do that in our practice tonight. We're going to be really tuning into everything that's happening and really paying attention and just allowing ourselves to notice what is happening right now in this moment. So we always start where we are, and that is to do a little check-in on our state of being. And while we're doing that, I'm gonna be guiding you and asking you to check and to tune in and to really notice what is happening physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually for you right now. And then we'll take that even deeper. So we start with our physical being because we are human beings. We are part clay, part of the earth, and part spirit of, you know, the unseen, that other world where our true existence is. So we start with our feet on the floor, or if you're sitting on the ground, you notice your connection. I'd say put your feet on the floor, you know, bend your knees and lean your back up against the wall, or sit, in a yoga posture. But notice your connection with the earth, wherever you're touching. And feel the weight of your body. And notice, does it feel heavy? Does it feel, you know, steady? Does it feel even light? How is that connection? Where do you feel the force of gravity in your feet, your physical being? It might be in your shoulders. You might feel like, you know, weight coming down. So just notice. Where your seat is, in the chair or on the floor, your back against the wall or the seat back, your hamstrings on the seat and the floor, and then definitely your feet, where they connect. What is all that like? Just be present with that. And as you tune in, you'll notice that there's something else going on. There is an energetic connection, almost an electrical connection. You'll feel a flow. It'll have a certain vibration. Just notice. Then I like to follow that flow up my legs. So from the bottom of your feet to the top of your feet, notice how that flow continues, and it's different. Your ankles, your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, quads, hamstrings, gluteal muscles. And then where your legs connect to your torso, your hips, your lower back, the ilium, and your lower belly, your genitals. You'll feel this flow and it will be changing its character, or it's the experience of it will be different. Just notice. You may find it seems blocked or constrained or constricted. That's good to know. What is it like? Be present. Follow it up to your stomach area and lower intestines and your solar plexus, your power center. Noticing the various sensations, your lower back, your middle back, it probably feels different. Your upper back, space between your scapular structure, your skeletal structure, shoulder plates. Tops of your shoulders and your arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, hands, fingers. A connection and that flow, that energetic flow is there, as well as the structure of your body, the skeleton, the musculature, the organs inside your torso. You can feel those as well, your chest. Many people, when they are under stress, they have a constriction or a tightening of the chest. As you notice any constriction or tightening, if it's just you holding tension and you're noticing, which is what we're being present to right now, you can allow yourself to relax. And then when you do that, you'll drop into a deeper state of presence. So let's keep going. Back of your neck, the throat. Many people feel constriction in the throat. So, you know, things we want to express, but we don't. Your face, which is your outward, you know, mask. If you look in the mirror, you'll see the various expressions on your face that really tell a tale of what's going on. Your chin, your mouth, your nose and nostrils, your cheeks, your eyes, your eye sockets, your forehead. We sometimes have a furrowed brow, you know, hold tension there in our scalp. Now notice it all in totality. Allow yourself to be present to your entire physical being and how that vibration, that energetic vibration is operating. And notice if there's any discomfort in your physical being that you've been unaware of, you have been not paying attention to. Our physical being is a tremendous communicator of what needs attention in our being. All right, very good. Now let's go to our emotional state. And for some people, they're very aware. And for many people, particularly men, I can say, through personal experience and through lots of interaction with men over my life, more you know, just generally, not always, generally more difficult for men to be tuned into their emotional state. But I'll be quiet for a moment. Just notice. I hear some families, mad, glad, sad, scared. What are you aware of in those realms of emotion? There are many, many nuances within each of those families. And we don't want to think about what the emotions mean. We just want to be aware of what are they now in this specific moment. All right. So now we have a sense of our physical and our mental state of being. Our emotional state of being. So what's our mental state? So mental, I'm asking about the level of activity in your brain. Not the content. How busy is your mind, and what is the quality of that busyness? Is it connected to an emotion of maybe excitement and anticipation, or is it feeling down and tired, or is it very hyper and maybe a little desperate or worrying? Or maybe it's anxious. That's the quality of the mental activity. Very, all these are, you know, physical, emotional, and mental areas of our being are happening simultaneously, and they're interwoven, and each affects the other. By looking at them and sensing them separately, we can get a more complete picture of our state. So step back, take it all in, physical, emotional, mental, for you, right now. Okay, now that's where a lot of meditations stop, and they just continue with particularly the physical. But remembrance, introduces us to our spiritual state as well. So now I want you to check in with your current, in this moment, state of spiritual being. And we do that by looking at our heart. This is our spiritual heart. This is the doorway to deeper and deeper realms of presence. So notice your heart. If you want to locate it, you know, bring your attention a couple of inches behind your sternum, middle of your sternum, and imagine your spiritual heart. Is it, I pray the women ask that way, how open is your heart? You can even take your two palms, put your palms together. And as you're imagining the state of the openness of your heart, begin to pull your palms apart to the distance that your heart feels open. What is the softness of your heart? Does it feel supple, soft, and receptive? Is it ready to receive what your being needs, which is totally available all the time? So how soft and open is your heart? Just get a sense of that. How heavy is your heart? We talk about having a heavy heart, usually tied to a sense of depression or sadness. We also talk about lightheartedness. So where is your heart now on that spectrum? And there's nothing good or bad, right or wrong. It is just our state. And states come and go. Emotions come and go. But it's good to know where we are, to be present with what's happening now. Okay. So now we're going to add the remembrance. Let's just go straight to the heart. So add your word or phrase of remembrance. Repeat it slowly into your heart. And notice how that feels. You know, there's physical, emotional changes, perhaps. If there are thoughts that seem to take over and you find yourself in your mind, I didn't take you through this in this guidance tonight yet, but take a big deep breath, hold it for a count of four, and exhale to a count of four, and hold it for a count of four. And that will very, very much help you drop out of your mind back into your heart and continue your remembrance. So with your attention on your heart and the state of your heart, openness, softness, weight, receptivity, continue the remembrance and watch and notice. Changes can be very subtle. Focus on your breath to bring yourself deeper if you need to. and then let go throughout in. Allow your heart to expand, to open. You go for one more minute, and then I'm going to give you a short instruction. Keep going. Okay, now at your own pace, you can bring yourself back to the room where you are. Feel your fingers, your toes, your body. Open your eyes if you haven't. And just take a minute right now with a paper and pen, to write down what you noticed in your being that shifted or changed from the scan we did to start this session, where we were checking in on your physical, emotional, mental, spiritual state, and now, after just really only 10 minutes of remembering. Notice what was different. Be present to this moment. And practice this regularly, and your life will be much fuller, much richer. And what you give out just automatically from your being will be beneficial to everyone you come in contact with. So take the time to write down the states of being that shifted during this session. And I'll be back here again next week. Have a flourishing evening and a flourishing week. Good night.